Many young people feel that God is such a God.
所以弟兄姊妹，到了最近，我们知道格里汉弟兄，他已经97岁了。
We know that our brother Billy Graham is 97.
他97岁还写了一本书。
And he wrote a book.
他说 Here I am， 我就在这里。
He wrote Here I am.
什么意思？他在那本书告诉我们，他相信有地狱，相信有天堂，他相信有什么。
In this book, he says he believes that there is heaven and hell and judgment.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？因着许多人以为说神把彩虹放在空中。
Many people think that because God placed the rainbow in the
sky, 他们误会了，以为神不再审判这个世界。
They thought that God will never judge the world.
他们完全弄错了。
They got it wrong.
圣经里面讲到彩虹的时候，
When the Bible talks about the rainbow,
是指着神不再用洪水来灭这个世界。
It means that God will no longer use a rainbow to judge the world.
神仍旧是审判的神。
But God is a God of judgment.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你看见这些事的时候，
When you see these things,
当你听见这件事情的时候，
When you hear these things,
你马上就想到一个问题。
You must think of a question.
你将来怎么教导你的孩子？
How will you teach your children?
本来爸爸妈妈是很自然的一件事。
A father and a mother used to be a natural thing.
现在你不能说一个爸爸一个妈妈。
You can no longer say one father, one mother.
因为有的人是两个爸爸是两个妈妈。
Some have two dads and two moms.
所以你怎么解释给下一代的年轻人？
How do you explain this to the next generation?
但是慢慢的，因为它变成法律了。
Eventually, because this is the law.
所以你看见吗？你今天你不能随便说任何一句话的。
You can't just say certain things.
如果你说某一种话，你就歧视他们。
If you say certain things, you discriminate.
你不能说 Merry Christmas.
You can't say Merry Christmas.
为什么呢？因为有人根本不相信神呢。
Because some people are atheists.
是为了他们的缘故。
For them.
你在北京可以说 Merry Christmas.
You can say Merry Christmas in Beijing.
但你在纽约就不可以这样说。
But not in New York.
如果有人告到公法院里面，可以告你的。
Someone can sue you in court.
所以弟兄姊妹，你慢慢有一天你要看见。
One day you will see.
什么事情都颠倒过来了。
Everything has been reversed.
所以你再读下去。
As we keep reading.
你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？
Why do you make me see iniquity and cause me to look on wickedness?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要问说，主啊，难道这些不是你的话？
We have to ask, Lord, isn't this your word?
难道我们今天变成不正常的一般的人吗？
Have we not become a people who are abnormal?
当全世界正常的时候，我们好像不正常。
The whole world is normal, but we seem to be abnormal.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？今天我们所处的时代和哈巴谷时代几乎是一模一样的。
Today we say that our time is similar to Habakkuk's time.
所以现在我们要问，神如果是公义的神，
If God is a righteous God,
你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？
Why does he see wickedness and ignore it?
你总要做一点事情吧。
You must do something.
只要证明说你是审判的神呢。
To show that you are a God of judgment.
我还看过一个很有趣的一个 Twitter.
I saw a very interesting tweet.
你知道那个推特的那个人就是格里汉的儿子，叫 Frank Graham。
The person was Billy Graham's son, Frank Graham.
他当然里面很纳闷。
He is very confused inside.
因为白宫有一度时间呢，是用这个彩色的灯来给我们看见整个的白宫是彩虹色的。
Because there was a time where people used a rainbow-colored lights to light up the White House.
那么对于格里汉来说
，For Graham，
他里面过不去。
He could not get over this.
他觉得怎么可能有这件事呢？
He wondered how could this be?
有人可以拿彩虹来做他的标志。
People can use the rainbow as their symbol.
但是怎么可能是全美国公民大所共有的白宫居然能够打出这个旗号呢？
But how could the White House put up this symbol?
所以他下面就几句讲了一句话。
So he said something.
他说神仍旧是审判的神。
He said, God is a God of judgment.
他说我建议白宫多装几个避雷针。
He said that the White House should put up some bomb shelters.
No, 避雷针。打雷的时候你要躲避那个雷。
Some lightning rods.
Yeah. 那么就是你可以免去神的震怒。
So that you can escape God's wrath.
当然我们知道这只是 Twitter, 只是我们知道人表示他的意思的一部分。
We know that this is just Twitter where people express their
opinions. 所以这就给我们看见。
But this shows us.
神到底有没有限度的。
Does God have a limit?
神的忍耐有没有限度。
Does his patience have a limit?
做儿女都知道。
All children know.
他们要试试他们父亲母亲的忍耐限度在哪里。
They will test to see the limit of their parents' patience.
他知道不能超过那个限度。
They know they can't pass that.
超过那个限度，鞭子就下来了。
If they pass that, the rod comes upon them.
所以聪明的人呢，都在边边上。
So the smart people will stay on the edge.
所以弟兄姊妹，你读圣经你很清楚。
So we see very clearly in the Bible.
神是宽容的神。
God is full of mercy.
神满了慈爱。
He is full of love.
当以挪生儿子的时候，名字叫马土撒拉。
Enoch's son was called Methuselah.
马土撒拉什么意思？
What does Methuselah mean?
就他死的时候，神的审判就来到。
When he is gone, judgment will come.
现在问题在这里。
The question is,
他什么时候死啊？
When did he die?
所以以诺就变得很紧张，你知道吗？
So Enoch was very nervous.
他稍微打一下喷嚏，他就紧张起来了。
If Methuselah has a sneezes, he's nervous.
如果明天他儿子死了，明天神的审判就来到了。
Because if Methuselah dies tomorrow, God's judgment is here.
所以他非常的紧张。
He was very nervous.
后来他终于找一条路。
He found a way.
他就与神同行。
He walked with the Lord.
你明白吗？他也生儿养女，也与神同行。
He had sons and daughters, but he walked with God.
与神同行三百年。
300 years.
好像快到天堂了。
It seemed like he had reached
heaven. 神说：“你既然走了那么远，就进来喝一杯咖啡，他就不再下来。”
So God was like, God said, "You're this close to heaven. Just come and have a coffee." And he never returned.
所以我们说这是什么？这是以挪的故事。
This is the story of Enoch.
但是现在我们要问。
But we have to ask.
那今天。神是公义的神。
God is a God of righteousness.
那么没有错，神说，当你生儿子的时候，他名叫马土撒拉。
It is true. God said that your son's name will be Methuselah.
他死的时候，审判就来到。
And when he dies, the judgment arrives.
一点没有错。
And surely enough,
马土撒拉死的那一年
，the year Methuselah died，
就是洪水来到的那一年
，was the year of the flood。
但是我们要问
，But we ask，
马杜萨拉他活的岁数是全本圣经里最长的，969年。
Methuselah lived the longest time in the Bible, 969 years.
弟兄姊妹，神一直宽容，一直忍耐。
God had mercy and kept waiting.
容忍了969年。
He waited for 969 years.
最后，神的极限。
At the end, his limit was reached.
弟兄姊妹，你不能说神没有爱。
You can't say God doesn't have love.
神没有宽容。
That he isn't gracious.
弟兄姊妹，我们问说什么时候？什么时候
？We ask when.
什么时候神的审判才来到呢
？We ask how long is his.
什么时候神才证明他是公义的神呢
？How long until he shows that he is.
为什么这些事情继续能往前
？Why do these things keep moving forward?
那不光这样。
Not only this,
现在有人还问一件问题。
Some people ask.
他说在美国现在里面在监牢里面做的那个囚犯呢，比在中国监牢还要多。
People ask, there are more prisoners in the U.S. than in China.
而且在里面多半是 non-violent, 多半是没有侵略性的。
And most of these are non-violent crimes.
那原来这些人都是吸毒的。
Most of these are drug addicts.
所以现在问题在这里，如果这样的话，那么既然有这么多的犯人，他根本没有侵略性的。
So the question is, they have no violence.
我们为什么不把它放出来呢？
Why don't we set them free?
那放出来很简单。
It's very simple.
就是你一定要把法律把它放宽了。
You have to enlarge the law.
所以有的人说，为什么一定要把这些吸马尔瓦达的人一定要关在监牢里面？
So some people say, why do we have to put people who smoke marijuana?
如果我们把它合法化 ，legalize。
If we legalize marijuana,
那么结果你看见，不管是 medical 的，不管是医疗用的，或者是娱乐用的，都可以。
Whether for medical or recreational use.
那如果这样子的话，那么按道理来讲，他们就不必再坐牢了。
In that case, they would not have to be prisoners.
所以明白吗，弟兄姊妹？就好像很多人说，反正他们一定要做这些事情。
That people say they have to do these things.
那么你干脆告诉他们这个安全的措施。
You might give them a sense of security.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就证明说我们非做罪的奴隶不可。
You see that we must be slaves to sin.
弟兄姊妹，因着这个缘故，现在你看见立法的机关说，现在我们要把它合法化。
And now you see that there are many who want to legalize it.
这个到底是爱年轻人呢，还是害年轻人？
Is this loving the young people or not helping them.
所以我们要知道一件事，因着这个缘故，你看见这个世界越来越自由。
Because of this, you see that the world is becoming more and more free.
这就是我们今天所处的世界。
This is the world we live in.
下面说，毁灭和强暴在我面前。
Next it says, yes, destruction and violence are before me.
每次有毁灭有强暴的时候，
Every time there's destruction and violence,
大家都说这是gun control的问题，是管制、枪支的问题。
Everyone says this is an issue of gun control.
你们祷告都不需要，你们多做几件事情就好。
You just have to do a few things. Don't need to pray.
哈巴谷不是，哈巴谷问神说，毁灭和强暴在我面前。
But Habakkuk prayed, destruction and violence are before me.
又起了争端和相斗的事。
Strife exists and contention arises.
弟兄姊妹，你再读下去。
And if we keep reading on,
因此律法放松
therefore the law is ignored,
公理也不显明
and justice is never upheld.
恶人围困义人
for the wicked surround the righteous.
所以公理显然颠倒
therefore justice comes out perverted.
本来十条诫没有错
originally there was nothing wrong with the Ten Commandments.
但你不能够在公共场合拜十条诫
But you can no longer put it in public.
有人到法院去告你。
Someone will sue you.
你怎么拿公家的钱能够讲一些说一些的话是圣经里面的话呢
How can you use public money to say the words of the Bible?
所以如果经过法院的话
If it goes through court,
你看这些一定得胜的。
You see, they will win.
最后你看见那些所有的那些在公共场合的只要十条诫通通要挪开的。
You see that anywhere the Ten Commandments is publicly displayed, It is removed.
我常常在想
I often wonder
我说他们怎么会有人吃饱饭没有事做一天到晚去告别人
How does someone not have anything to do all day and just
因为你告要钱的才可以
You must have money
所以到了有一天我才明白过来
And one day I finally understood
原来在电视上有这样一个广告
There are TV ads
那就这些人做的广告
They make these ads
他们说他们自己是无神论
They say they are atheists.
然后呢，他们做广告要募捐，因为我们有很大的需要。
They say we need donations.
我忽然才想过来，那为什么有很大的需要呢
？So what are these needs for?
那些广告的钱，那些打官司钱，当然从这些募捐里面来的。
Of course, all these donors give to them for suing.
然后他们在广告最后他们怎么说呢
？And what did they say at the end of the commercial?
他说我们这群人是不怕地狱的火的人。
We are not afraid of hellfire.
所以弟兄姊妹现在你就明白了
Now you understand
为什么有基督徒开面包店
Why are there Christians who open up bakeries
因为他们要维持他们的见证
They want to continue in their testimony
当有同性恋的人来要结婚要叫他们做蛋糕他们不肯做
When the homosexual people come and ask for a cake they refuse
那如果你不肯做的话
But if you refuse
你就有困难
You have a
结果后来你看见吗？有的人因为这个缘故不能不关门。
And because of this, some people were forced to close up shop.
所以恶人围困义人。
We see the wicked surrounding the righteous.
所以公理显然颠倒。
Therefore, justice comes out perverted.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你要问。
Now you must ask.
当你看见这些事情的时候
，When you see these things，
你问一个问题。
You must ask a question.
神是不是就不理了呢
Does God ignore these things?
神是不是就不听呢
Does God not listen?
所以难怪有人说宇宙中没有神
No wonder people say there is no God.
因为很多事他们照样的做
Because there are things that they just keep doing.
他们觉得我们一点事情也没是平安的
They see we have peace.
在这个时候神就回答哈巴谷哈巴谷
But during this time God replies.
第五节
Verse 5.
耶和华说你们要向列国中观看
Look among the nations.
大大惊奇
Be astonished.
因为在你们的时候
Because in your days.
不是将来的时候
Not in the future.
不是你去世以后
Not after you die.
是你们的时候
But in your days.
我行一件事
I am doing something.
虽有人告诉你们你们总是不信
You would not believe if you were told.
弟兄姊妹，神是要管教。
God has judgment.
等到时候到的时候
，When the time comes，
神要伸出他审判的手来。
God will raise His hand of judgment.
那对于仇敌来讲是审判。
To the enemy, it is judgment.
对于他的儿女来讲是管教。
For his children.